Bershus, Moreno Rabbeinu Rabbi Weinberger, Lila Nishmas of Kleinimus Kamish Ben Rabbi Melech. Kilayim, Perk Aleph Mishnah Aleph. Hachitim Vahazunin, Einin Kilayim Zebazah. So the first thing is to know is that there's an Isser to plant Kilayim. There's many categories of the Isser of Kilayim, just when it comes to food alone. So first we're going to discuss Tvua, grain, that you're not allowed to plant two types of grain. So Zunin, that's discussed with wheat. There's wheat, Chitim, and Zunin. So Zunin is called darnel or darnel. It's like some kind of poisonous plant that the Rav says in the Dor HaMabul, they would plant wheat when the people were sinning in their deviant actions, were also creating deviant behavior by the ground and the plants. So when they would plant chitim, wheat, it would actually grow Zunin. It would grow this darnel plant. So the Mishnah tells us that chitim and zunim, they are not a problem of kilayim because of what happened to our mabul. So they're similar grains and it's not a problem of kilayim. Now what is zunin? This, it's a poisonous plant, so people can't even eat it. So the Rav says, even though people can't eat it, still, he uses a lashon that people would bring it and they'd schlep it from place to place to feed doves. And therefore, since certain birds can eat it, doves can eat it, it's kilayim. I'm not sure why he has to, why didn't he just say that doves eat it instead of saying that people bring it from place to place. And this is not like Peah. If we recall in Peah, we had certain foods that were only al deyad chak could be eaten, and we said those are chayiv in Peah, but still it had to be eaten al deyad chak by Adam. But if something is totally inedible, that wasn't chayiv in Peah. And here the Rav seems to say that by kilayim, it only has to be edible by certain animals. The Rambam says that even by kilayim, it has to be royal amachal adam, even if it has to be fit for human consumption. So that sounds like it's not like with the way the Rav is learning and our Mishnah. So the Mishnah Rishon explains that it could be that really the Rambam is just saying midiraisa. Maybe our Mishnah that says that zunin is not a problem of kilayim, which implies by wheat, but that implies that zunin with other grains or other foods is kilayim. That's only kilayim midirabanan, because could be the Mishnah Rishon says midiraisa, since it's not a real food, not food for humans, it's not kilayim if it's mixed with other things. Kes, the Mishnah actually wants to say that the Rambam lav dafka meant that it has to be royal michael adam, even if it's royal michael of behemoths or birds, that's also kilayim even midiraisa. That's what the Kes the Mishnah learns. The Mishnah talks about, it says, Chitim zunim eni kilayim zebazeh. Now, the Mishnah is going to now go into pairs. This is the way the Taisus Yantuf learns. First, we give an example of the pair, and now every time you're going to have a chilik with a vav, and then in every single case of this Mishnah, it's from one pair to the other. So we're going to continue. Hasa'orim v'shibol shul. So sa'orim is barley, shibol shul is oats. Those two, if they're planted together, it's not a problem. Hakusmin v'hashifon. Kusmin is spelt, shifon is rye. One is allowed to plant spelt and rye, and it's not kilayim. So that's as far as grain. Now we're going to discuss foods that are not grain. They're like kitnias. Hapol v'hasapir. Pol, the Mepharshim explain, is like a fava or a broad bean. Sapir, the way the Kahati explains, it's a chickpea. The art scroll says it's a Nile cowpea. Hapurkadon v'hatoifach. So the next set of foods that are not a problem is purkadon and toifach. These two together are not kilayim. So purkadon is a bitter pea or a grass pea, depending on how you learn what it means. Toifach is a vetchling. It's a type of thing that grows. They have flowers on them as well, but the regular part of the plant, I guess, is edible. Or some say it's a red grass pea. And finally, the last two that are not kilayim together, upol halavan vashu'uim. Pol halavan is either just a white bean or a hyacinth bee. And shu'uim is either kidney beans or a cowpea. Cowpea is a lot of times it's like a black-eyed pea, like we have a lot of times in Rosh Hashanah. Einan kilayim zebezeh. Each one of these sets, not all together. In other words, each set separately is not kilayim from one to the other. So the last set, pol halavan and shu'uim, if one would plant these two together, that's not kilayim. Or purkadon and toifach, those two. Those two are not kilayim one to the other, because each set is like one species. And similarly, obviously, Taisus Yantuf says also that by, for example, wheat, if one would have dark red wheat and a white wheat, and one would plant those together, that's obviously not kilayim. Mishnah is teaching us that even certain types of food, or not even the same exact type of food, one would think that they're two separate meaning. Like, for example, barley and oats are not kilayim, and so on and so forth.